everybody, and welcome to the High Brower, the very best in internet radio entertainment. I am your resident sidekick and co-host, DT, and with me, of course, is our fearless leader and host of the High Brower, Baby Gorilla, BG.
BG, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of the High Brower. We got a lot of stuff, entertainment style for you, sound effects, like this one. It's going to be cool.
You told me no sound effects.
Nah, we got sound effects.
You promised me.
Got some sound effects.
But you promised.
No, sorry. Sound effects.
Is there an emotion for disappointment, disgust, and hate at the same time?
No.
Okay. A little fear mixed in.
Well, we'll see. Maybe you can make it up.
Who wrote this music? I'm really into it.
I did.
Okay.
I'm the fucking dance music writing machine.
All right.
And it's very cool. And it took me about 2 minutes.
Well, let's explain what the High Brower is, BG. We're looking to give you the very best in a variety of topics.
Oh, you wanted me to talk about them?
Yeah, that was what I was setting you.
I wasn't looking at you.
It was like a wiffle ball.
I was trying to work on the blowing in the music.
Right.
You know, because that's one of the things you got to do.
Right.
In radio, when you only got two guys in a basement doing a podcast.
I mean, the basement.
I mean, internet entertainment.
Yes.
Audio internet entertainment. So we're going to be talking about some stuff, things, all sorts of wildness. Because we're two wild and crazy guys. Wild and crazy. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Nice sound effect by me. Thank you. So we're going to be talking about things we hate, things we don't hate. Probably some local music eventually. Wrestling, probably.
I would say that we have a lot of different interests, none of which are the same.
None.
So it opens
none
up a lot of avenues, a lot of gates, if you will.
Like, I think wrestling is gay.
Yes.
But DT is into wrestling.
Still am.
And he's like a 30-year-old male.
I am 30 years old.
And a male. So, you know.
So.
And I'm into other stuff like podcasting. I mean, internet entertainment. Because podcasting is gay.
Yes.
Lame, even for L7s.
I think we just offended the extensive gay community.
Who cares?
I'm not caring.
Well, let's talk about the gays for a minute, Tom.
We sure can. This is a great way to kick things off.
Excuse me. What about drag queens?
Yes, I've been trying to explain to you that Rochester right now is known for Pandora's Box.
Who is that?
It is some sort of drag queen, apparently. But you can't open up an alternative newspaper, whether it be the city or the insider here in sunny Rochester, New York, without noticing his or her picture.
I've never heard of this person.
And I
don't read.
Right.
Or anything like that.
So that is what we're known for the most at this point in time, as far as I can understand.
Big fruity drag queen?
Yes. And I mean, I'm sure they're having fun, but it's just not for me.
Well, it's gay.
Right.
You're not gay. So... You know, I can understand why it's not for you.
Right. But,
makes perfect sense.
But is that really what I want Rochester to be known for? Yes.
Well, why?
I don't know.
If you're not
funny.
Into the fruity gayness.
It's kind of funny.
I thought we were known for fucking,
obnoxious burping?
Yeah, burping.
Lilacs.
And lilacs and, baseball, maybe? No. Our team sucks.
No.
Our teams suck.
Right. Well, this is officially broken down 3.5 minutes in.
No way. It's perfect.
I did want to talk about my recent reading. Speaking of reading, you may have noticed if you go to Amazon or something like that they always try to push your what they think you're going to order next.
Yeah,
or
I noticed, yeah.
Kind of like your wish list.
It's never what I'm into.
What I have baffled them for years. I just wanted to run down my last 4 books I've read.
All right.
There was a book about dogs.
Nice.
What they know and what they think.
Right. Dogs. Wait, explain that book.
It was written by a woman who has a bunch of dogs.
Right.
And thought it would be cool to tell us what they're thinking, what they know.
How does she know?
Research, I guess.
Okay, so she's crazy.
Things like they smell a lot.
Right.
And they
stink, or they smell with their noses?
They use their noses to smell.
Okay.
Kind of, it's something we can't understand. And
right.
She explained that dogs could watch TV back in the day, but the frame flicker rate was off to them because their eyes actually see a little bit faster than we do.
So they couldn't see the TV?
Not as well as like we could. It would a lot of black spots in between the frames.
All right.
Whereas now, apparently in the digital age, they can see TV just as well as we can.
Okay.
Although slightly different with the color.
Next
I'm sure
book.
That's fascinating.
Next book.
So then I read the Odyssey, of course, the Homer poem.
Right.
And then I moved on to The Life and Death of Owen Hart, written by his widow.
Wrestling.
Yes. And, of course, at the same time, I'm reading a book about Jewish baseball. So Amazon has no idea. They're like, here's a book on cats. I'm like, no.
Is there only, like, one Jewish baseball player?
I'm not.
Sandy Koufax?
Well, it's about, it's called The Chosen. It was written in 1967. And it's about a guy, a kid, who's Jewish, and he finds a friend who's also Jewish during a baseball game.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's got nothing to do with the MLB.
No, there are two things in the world that are not interesting to me, very boring, is the Jewish faith.
Jews and baseball?
And baseball. So combining them, it took a lot to get past the first 60 pages or so, but it's not bad.
Baseball's pretty fun, dude. You got to go to the games.
I guess.
Watching is boring and stupid, and I don't get these people that are into sports that are diehard fans, people talking about the first pitch of the season and who gives a shit.
Right.
It's nonsense.
They're meatheads. Sort of.
I don't know. Well, my brother's into baseball. He's not really a meathead. But he's into soccer, too.
Well, baseball meatheads are different. They're like stat nerds.
Yeah.
They love
big
stats.
Time. Big time.
So they're like, it's a different kind of classification of meatheads, I guess. They're more sophisticated.
They're still doofy, though.
Right. I like that word.
Thanks. I just thought of it. I don't think it's a real word, though.
Oh.
Doofuses?
Yeah.
Is it doofuses?
Are we
doofuses?
I think we are doofuses, right. But I like doofy. It's more refined,
Sounds cool.
If you will.
I'm into it. I will.
So, as I was saying, my Amazon wish list, or whatever it's called, or recommendation list, is baffled, because they don't know.
Sounds pretty good.
They don't know what
sounds
to do.
Funny.
They don't know what to
what
do.
What else do they offer?
It's like, they're like, how about, here's this wrestling book on William Regal. And I'm like, I don't want to read that.
Who's it?
It's some dude from England.
Oh.
And they're like, how about the Iliad? Homer wrote the Iliad and you like the Odyssey. And I'm like, no, that's not, you're missing the point. I'm undefinable.
Do they recommend that you get the Fleshlight?
The what?
You know, the Fleshlight.
The Fleshlight?
Yeah, it's a fucking flashlight that you have sex with. Never seen the Fleshlight, dude.
Can you bring up your recommendation list? I'm intrigued.
Well,
what have you been buying?
The Fleshlight's on there.
Okay.
I don't know. You must have, I don't buy any like porn on the internet, so I don't know why they would want me to have sex with a Fleshlight.
Yeah, I'm not understanding.
It's a Fleshlight, man.
Okay.
And it's rubber.
Usually I use Fleshlights when I go camping to see if there's bears.
Well, it just looks like a Fleshlight.
Okay.
So you can have it in like your drawer, and if somebody sees it, it's not embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
And you have sex with it.
Right.
But then you gotta clean it out. It's pretty gross.
So you sheath your sword in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Or is it for women or for...
No, it's for guys.
For guys.
It's for guys.
So like gel in there or something?
It depends. You could use your own lube. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have it. They recommended it to
Well,
me.
If anybody has any information on the Fleshlight, you can email the show at...
Highbrower, HIGHBROUR, @yahoo.com.
Because we want to know what you know. And, of course, I'm being a little bit facetious on that. But we do want feedback. No, that's not right. We want stories. What do we want from these people?
Well, anything. Topics to talk about. Stories are cool. We can read them and talk about you and your story. You can use your name or not use your name, whatever. Well, that's pretty much it, I think. Yeah, feedback's good. Stories are good. Topics are good. Anything like that is just to keep us moving along, and maybe something funny, jokes, if they're good. If they're bad, I'll still read them.
I like that idea. So basically, as going back to the intro, we are on the lookout for very various topics to talk about. Like I said, I'm a wrestling meathead, and BG here is into music. He's the musician of the group.
Local musicians, you could send us maybe some music, some demos or something, and we'll see if we can play those, because I'm always looking on the local scene. I'm looking for music to check out. Maybe one eventually I'd like to interview some local bands and get like a local music corner going, if you will. And that's it. All I can think about for that.
All right. So we got a couple avenues there. We do want to expand our show into various corners, as he alluded to. There's going to be a gripe corner.
Gripes.
A few other segments.
I got gripes.
Local
DJ.
Music corner.
DT.
Local wrestling corner, even. We have a storied independent wrestling scene here in Rochester that's actually has seen better days, but it's still thriving in and around the Rochester area. Buffalo, Syracuse. Tonawanda, if you will.
I won't.
Good idea.
I hate Tonawanda.
So I used to independent wrestle. Okay. Screw you, Tonawanda.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
The worst.
So I used to independent wrestle.
Yeah.
I dabbled in it for a few years.
Yeah.
Except I wasn't in shape. So that kind of hindered me. But I was in good company because most of them weren't.
I noticed. I went to a couple.
But I did want to tell a quick story if I could.
Have at it.
Cayuga. We wrestled in Cayuga a couple times. And if you don't know, it's about an hour and a half away, I'd say.
From
here.
Where are we?
Rochester, New York.
Okay.
Sunny there Rochester, New York, in a basement, which...
In a basement with some Christmas lights.
There's bars on the window, and the door is closed, so if I don't make it out... That's lame. I don't even know why I went down that road.
Nah, forget it.
So anyway, I'm on my way to Cayuga, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's my first time, and they gave us directions. And this is, of course, before I had a GPS, so I was going off, like, Google Maps or whatever, printed out.
The worst.
Yep. And... So we're driving by where it should be, and it's like the one lone like car repair shop with like a Coke machine in front.
Nice.
And then you're already out of the town.
Right.
Like, and then you're like, wait, where was I supposed to go? So then we pulled around and we actually saw like this dirt road going down towards this body of water, and apparently that's where we were supposed to go. So we went down this dirt road and we took a left and we found this like youth center. And so we go in, and the crowd is about 15 people, all related to the wrestlers performing that day.
Okay.
In this sweaty gym. And it was the low point of probably my life. It was like I got ready.
That doesn't sound that low.
It was pretty low, because you get ready, you get on the spandex, you drive, you know, whatever, an hour and a half to find out you're wrestling in front of people that you just left home to see. So
it was all your friends.
Yeah. So
Rochester.
It's like, who are you? You're just like, hey, I know you, I just left you. Why
right,
are we in this
right,
youth
right.
center in the
that's
middle
funny.
Of nowhere?
That is funny.
It's like a three.
That's not low though.
It's low for me.
It's low. I mean,
because then
it
exemplified the fact that here I was doing something I liked, but for no reason whatsoever. Which is kind of what we're doing now. So I sort of just bummed myself out.
Well, this is a low point in my life.
Okay.
Right now, today.
That's fair.
It's sad.
That is completely
sad thing.
And utterly fair.
That we're doing here. And it makes me sad.
Well, then.
I'm just kidding.
So far we've
got... It's fun. I think
it
started shitty.
Yes.
And I think it's still got some low points, but it's the first one, peoples.
It's the first one that
We suck sometimes, and sometimes we're good. It's just reality. But it's going to be, once we hit a stride, it's going to be something worth listening to, I think.
I believe so.
Once a week, maybe once every other week, or whenever we decide we want to get them out. But there will be more than one, I can guarantee that. And it will be quasi-entertaining. And I'll burp into the mic and perhaps bust some toots every now and then. And we'll talk about shit. And, I can't really think. Oh, I had this story about a vampire penis.
Yes. Tell me more about that. There we do like to have segments from time to time, corners, as I alluded to, and this one would be Matt's movie ideas.
Yeah.
And, of course, I mean BG, because I don't know who Matt is.
Oh, well.
So that was terrible.
Some guy.
Let's try that again. So as we alluded to earlier, there's different corners, and this one is a little segment we like to call BG's movie ideas. So
All right.
I know so you've been working on something.
Here's one I just had the other day. So picture this, Tom.
Okay.
Shit. All right, here's one I was working on the other day. Picture this, DT.
All right.
It's a vampire.
Yes.
Right? And you know how vampires go around looking for blood, right?
Yeah.
This one looks for vaginal blood, right?
Okay.
That time of the month, you know?
Right.
Periods. But see, here's the thing.
I prefer Aunt Flo.
No, that's... I hate that. I fucking hate that, dude. I hate it. Oh, God, there's a gripe for you. When broads... Broads first is the gripe. But then...
Yes.
When they say stupid things, like when they call their breasts the twins... Or they refer to their period as Aunt Flo. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate it.
All right.
I give it a big one of these. Because it's the fucking worst. So, let me start over. There's a vampire, right?
Okay.
He looks for Aunt Flo blood.
Vampires are big right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
you go
into Barnes & Noble, like I said, I read sometimes. And Barnes & Noble have actually, like, retooled their entire stores to have, like, youth, paranormal romance sections.
Really?
Yeah.
What else could be in there but vampires?
Werewolves.
Okay.
There's that new MTV show, Teen Wolf.
Never heard of it.
It's like Twilight with a Teen Wolf.
So, sounds terrible.
Yeah, a lot of people staring at their feet.
I don't know. I don't watch TV, so I don't know any of that stuff.
So, yeah, vampires are huge right now. It's a big buzzword in our society.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You ever watch South Park?
I try not to.
Well, anyway, they had this one episode where Butters thought he was a vampire for real. Oh, it was great. Anyway, okay, back to my story.
Okay, so we got a vampire.
It's a vampire, right? And he likes vagina blood. So naturally, he's got to, you know, wait until a woman's a cycle, if you will.
Okay.
And but the vampire is a penis.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, it's the guy... Who the penis is attached to is not a vampire.
Okay, so he's just a normal dude.
He's just a normal guy.
Okay.
But he can't control his vampire penis who seeks out vaginal blood.
So he is a rapist?
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty much just a rapist.
I don't think that's going to fly.
Well.
That's terrible.
You know, it was just an idea that I had.
That's terrible.
It's not, you know.
Okay.
It's not serious or anything.
Right.
I don't have any book deals. But, you know, I don't know. There's weirder things out there.
I suppose.
Like drag queens.
And drag queens and fleshlights.
Fleshlights. So.
All right, well, it's something to...
Working on
something
it.
To keep on...
I'll have another one next time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I think I had, you know, and then, like, the Lord of the Cock Rings. I'm sure it was a porno.
Right.
But I had an idea for Lord of the Cock Rings, like a real... Like, he had a cock ring.
Okay.
And, fuck, I can't remember how it goes now. Fuck it. Forget about that one.
Are you sure? Because that sounds like it has potential.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, it did, but I forgot how it went.
All right.
That gives a big one of these. Sucked.
All right. So.
Next topic.
Moving on to the next topic.
Next topic.
I see here on our planned out sheet of paper that I have here.
Dude, it's the first one, man.
I know.
We don't even have any listeners yet.
Right.
So, naturally, it's going to be a bit slow.
Okay. I think they
have
can
faith.
Understand.
Have faith.
I do. But
right,
as you said, you're hoping that local bands will contact you,
yep,
check out
be,
their
that
stuff.
That would be totally sweet.
And but you actually have some gripes about the local bands, another gripe. Maybe you could tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I would go on Craigslist looking for local musicians to play with. And I'm probably at fault in part because I've been an asshole myself. In that when you respond to somebody's Craigslist ad who's looking for a totally rad, badass guitar player, quote, unquote, and he must be professional and have professional equipment, and for some reason none of these musicians have cars, so they always got to put in the ad, a guy needs a car. I don't know why.
Are these people with the professional equipment?
Yeah.
So they're...
Like, there's a lot of professionals
of car,
out there who
get...
don't have fucking cars.
Okay.
And then you end up talking to the guy, shooting the shit back and forth through emails. And then you meet him and he's a big douchebag. Or he's not as good as he says he is. Or, I don't know, something along those lines.
Okay.
But anyway, so Craigslist, everybody in this city always seems to hate everybody in this city on Craigslist. Never in real life. They'll dog on somebody's performance or a venue and on Craigslist. But why? I mean, what does that get for you? It gets nothing for anybody. It's fucking stupid. And so I want to make a show that only promotes local music instead of tears it down. And I got way off the Craigslist topic, but that's eventually what I want to do. So
no, it's admirable. I think you're onto something here. And
but also be funny. Like, I don't want to. I can't. I don't want people coming over to my mommy's house where we're doing this, you know. And like freak me out or try to steal anything from me or kill me. Right. So if you do contact us and want to be on our cool highbrower, or the highbrower, if you will, highbrow hour. I don't know if we explained that. Did we?
I don't think so. I think the robot tried to, but...
Oh, the robot in the intro music that I wrote? That's fucking awesome. It's the highbrow hour. It's an hour, hopefully, of highbrow entertainment.
Yes.
Which obviously is not true. It's not highbrow, but it's a play on words, you see.
I have a lame story about Craigslist.
Okay.
I have two, actually. One time, my brother was about to do a Craigslist transaction. And he conversed with the gentleman, and we're trying to discuss where to do the swap, if you will, because...
What were you swapping?
Just some old video games.
Sounds lame.
For some cash.
Okay.
And...
like what? Galaga?
I think it was like X-Men...
Ooh, that was a cool game.
Something for like PlayStation,
Zero,
or whatever it's called. First
Zero.
One?
One? Zero? One?
Well, when it came out, it wasn't called PlayStation 1, right?
No, it's just PlayStation.
They didn't know.
It's just PlayStation.
Okay, so that one.
It's PlayStation DT.
Right.
Day-day.
So they were trying to discuss where to do it, because, quite frankly, having someone come over to your house to do anything frightens me.
It's scary, yeah.
I get really anxious, and I usually tell them my neighbor's house and walk over when they're not around.
Well, they had the Craigslist killer, dude.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
So...
But I got this couch down here from Craigslist, and it's $30, dude. It's a snazzy fucking couch.
Dad,
right?
I do like the couch.
It's comfortable.
It only faintly smells of urine.
It doesn't smell like
I'm
urine.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck.
So my brother sees that this guy is from a bad part of town.
Yeah.
So
such as?
I don't want to name any
Give
names.
Give me a general vicinity.
I don't think I can do that.
All right.
So anyway, long story short, they decided to meet at the local Best Buy. And
okay.
But my brother made sure he had what he calls the pig sticker in hand.
Big fucking bowie knife.
He made me come along, so for moral support and, you know, to jump on the dude if something went wrong.
Were you like acting like you weren't with him?
Yeah, I was like doing a walk by. Like I was like going to my car, like fumbling for my keys, like trying to draw it out. But everything went okay.
Yeah, I'm
the
sure.
Transaction was
sure
fine. He was a nice guy.
I would have killed somebody for video games.
So, but it's always a concern. Maybe it's a little. A little bit paranoid, I guess. And the second...
But they want you to be paranoid. We're living in a society where they love to make you paranoid. And
it's true.
I don't know what the purpose of that is, but it's definitely true.
But the second Craigslist story I have is, not too long ago, I was getting rid of my Mario Galaxy 1.
I wish you would have given that to me.
Because Mario Galaxy 2 came out, which I never actually...
Why didn't you tell me you got rid of it?
I never actually got. So I told this dude that I'd meet him at the mall. But he wasn't from Greece. He was coming from, which is where I live. He was coming from Penfield or Pittsburgh or something, which people listening outside of the county won't understand. But it's about maybe a 25-minute hike. And he didn't...
Like a hike or drive?
Drive. He didn't know the area. So he's like, I'm going to be on the red crotch rocket.
Pittsburgh, and he didn't know how to get to Greece?
No.
Okay.
He didn't, actually.
I just want a picture. I need a drawn-out, elaborate picture.
So he said, I'm going to be on the red crotch rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's cool. But we weren't meeting till like 10, 11 at night. So it was really dark.
Mm-hmm.
And already the red flags, if you would. Like, why are we doing this at 11 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just for Mario Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really worth my skin?
No.
So we did anyway. And so I'm waiting for the dude. And it's starting to rain a little bit. And he's out on his crotch rocket. And eventually... We meet up with the guy. He's about 15 minutes late, and he's really frazzled. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, man, this area's got a lot of one-way streets, and there's like one. But he apparently went the wrong way down the one-way street. He's like, it's a good thing I was on this thing, man, or else I would have been a goner. And so then I'm thinking to myself, like kind of like the cause and effect thing. Like, what if, because of my Craigslist transaction, my hesitancy to go to his house or even meet him halfway, I made him come all the way near my house. What if he got in an accident going down a one-way street, was killed, and I never even knew it? And then if I saw on the news that night, dude on a red crotch rocket, get smashed.
You would have just been pissed that he didn't show up with your fucking money.
Probably.
Until you realized that you murdered somebody.
Right.
Inadvertently.
And I think that would have affected me deeply. It might be my, like I said, I'm a little bit paranoid.
Who drives one way down a one-way street?
I don't know.
The other way down a one-way street.
But he was, I thought that was the cause and effect thing, man. It would have messed me up. Like sometimes when I, at my former job, when I would send out food products and plastic containers inside in boxes, I'd always wonder, what happens if a little kid gets into this and he chokes on some packing peanuts that I sent out? I'll never know it, but I'd feel terrible if I did.
Well, why would a little kid be choking on packing peanuts?
That's what they do, isn't it?
No.
What? Did you ever try one?
Yeah.
They look like Cheezies.
Or Cheetos?
Cheez-Its? No, Cheetos.
Yeah, but they're gross. They don't taste like Cheetos.
No.
They taste like ass.
Right.
And like styrofoam.
All right. So I guess I'm alone here on this island, so moving on.
All right, you know what? I think we should take a fucking a 3-minuter or a 2-minuter.
Okay.
Get some bearings going on.
That's fair. Completely fair.
And then pop back for the finish of the show, the next next 25 minutes that we're going to be bullshitting.
All right.
And, less the last minute when we're going to have the ending theme song, right, which is the same as the beginning theme song.
You ruined it, man. That's magic.
Well, all right. Here's the break. BG, they rhyme, I know. We planned it that way purposely.
Yes, we did. So get them straight.
Yes, or get them the straight. Price,
as Ugg used to say.
Ugg?
Remember Ugg?
Oh, yeah, from Salute Your Shirts.
Yeah, he was like, get it right or pay the price.
No, I don't remember that.
And that opening, who's going to give us the awful waffle?
I would not want it the awful waffle. I don't know where this music's coming from.
I don't know, but I'm into it. Who wrote that shiz?
Dude, I did, but why is it That was weird. It's all right. We suck, so it's going to happen sometimes that things don't go as planned.
Right.
And anyway, so I was thinking that, like, you know how, like, when you were a kid, did you ever wish you went to, like, a full-time summer camp or sleepaway camp?
No, I was terrified of the very notion.
Oh,
very
dude.
Socially awkward.
That is my dream. To go to a sleepaway camp.
I'm not able to.
And meet some foxy babies and have like summer sexual liaisons at 15.
Okay. I can't make the poops anywhere other than my house.
Yeah, you're weird like that.
So, which actually, I remember very distinctly in middle school, I remember the feeling of holding in some vicious poops.
Right.
But like to the point where it just was, it was agony all day.
But why would you do that to yourself? Are you mentally deficient somehow?
In that way, I guess.
In the duking?
Yeah.
The duking category?
I cannot duke other than my house or like a relative's house that when they're not home.
Wait, you can't duke in a relative's house?
Well, not when people are there.
What the fuck?
It just doesn't... It's not my fault. I want to try. I mean, it won't come out. If that's...
I try.
I do. It's not like I do... it's not like I'm not doing this. Like a personal choice.
Right.
I think it's like The sphincter hole is connected to my self-doubt,
your,
I guess.
Your brain hole?
Yeah. So it kind of my self-esteem drives my butt, is kind of what I'm saying.
So wait, you don't have enough self-esteem to blast off at somebody's house?
It's the only thing I can think of.
Well, what do you, like, do you think they're going to, like, smell your stank ass and then, like, make fun of you?
I really don't
know. They probably will. Right. That's funny.
Right.
Then you just be like, haha, take that.
I'm sure
shit.
Something
no
happened
intended.
To me when I was younger. But then I can't remember.
Somebody
at this point.
Touched your butt?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Santa, maybe.
I always think that maybe that happened to me, but yeah. I probably would have remembered it.
Right. Like, your fear is repressed memories that you don't actually
My fear have. Is that I have repressed right. memories. Yes. Yes. God, it's like therapy in here.
It is like, it's beautiful. I feel like we are going to get some stuff on the table here. I like
Oh,
this.
No, for sure. Definitely.
The fear of repressed memories.
That is a big fear of mine. Because back when we were, you know, in our, like, teenagers, that's when all that stuff about child molestation came out.
Right.
And then they started talking about how all these kids, like, didn't realize they were molested until they were older. And I was thinking, like, oh, maybe, like, I was a Catholic when I was younger. Maybe I did get molested by some fucking priest.
Okay.
But
there's no evidence?
There's no evidence of it.
Okay.
So, did it happen or didn't it happen? See, there's the fear.
Right.
And, like, what happens if I find out that it happened? Or can I make myself think that it happened? See?
Okay.
It's a fear.
All right. Well, so...
It's a legitimate
fear. So, yeah, I was never big on the whole idea of camps or summer camps. Terrified me to death. Especially...
Dude, just picture this. Picture okay. this. Okay. Summer camp. It's nice and summer out, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
okay, I'm
summer.
Picturing it.
It's summery. You know, and you're in the middle of the woods, and you're all stupid and young and horny.
Yes.
And you've been there. We all been there.
Okay.
It's a good place to be. A dangerous place to be, but it's a good place to be. And then you meet some girl, and you get some butterflies in your stomach, and you go out in a canoe at night in the lake, you know?
Right.
And you get it on. You experiment.
All right.
Touching each other and whatnot.
Right.
I'm feeling a little pervy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
But that's okay.
But in a good way.
Because it's reality.
Yes.
Well, it is for some people. Rich people, usually.
Probably.
Poor people can't afford to send their kids to sleepaway camp.
But I was always terrified I was going to get sent to fat camp, which no girls are digging the fat camp dudes, I don't think.
Well, no. See, did you ever see Heavyweights, dude?
No.
Oh, man. Heavyweights?
I really haven't seen many movies, which I think...
Heavyweights is a classic, man. It's fat camp, dude. And it's like a fat camp for fun people.
Okay.
Like, it's a fun fat camp. And then Ben Stiller, he plays like this dude that used to be fat, and then he turns into a super workout guy, and he's all hard on the kids. He turns the camp into like a Nazi boot camp for working out. And then they got to beat the cool kids camp at the end of the year, and there's like this relay race, and they drive like go-karts and stuff. And they win, and they get the girls, the fat kids. And there's some fat motherfuckers right. on there, and talking about pushing four, you know?
I always wanted to see that movie. Was it Angus?
Angus because, is another one where a fat kid gets a girl.
Fat
Granted,
totally...
it was Kirsten Dunst. And...
No, it wasn't, was it? It was the girl from Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Which
oh,
I had a...
I
had
feel
a,
like an asshole.
I had
yeah,
a,
it was a girl from
yes,
Jurassic
yeah,
Park.
Yes, I do know something. I had a crush on her when I was young.
And James Vanderbeek was the bully.
I didn't have a crush on him.
No, well.
But...
you probably did.
Repressed fear. Speaking of irrational fear real quick before we get back to camp, I have an irrational fear. I don't want to give too much away, but... One of my irrational fears are bumper cars.
That's you never been on a bumper car?
I have, but I'm terrified of it. I avoid them when we're at the theme parks and whatnot.
That's crazy. And because, bumper cars are titties.
Because I always, when I was younger, no matter what, was always the kid who got the bad car, was stuck in the middle of nowhere, where everybody just picked on me like I was the wounded gazelle.
That's
and they
because
were the
you
hands.
Didn't know how to drive the car.
But I tried.
I had certain what is the fucking word? Quirks.
Right.
In the bumper cars.
And so I was just terrified. It wasn't fun. Like, why would I do something that's not fun?
When's the last time you rode a bumper car?
Probably like when I was 11.
Dude.
Or younger.
Dude.
It was terrifying.
Dude.
Terrifies me.
Dude.
My heart races.
Dude. Get into the bumper cars.
I have a lot of irrational fears.
We should go to the Breeze.
Okay.
One of these days.
Right.
And blast down some bumper cars.
All right.
And so you can get over it.
That's fair.
Because you're an adult. There's no reason to be afraid of a fucking bumper car.
I'm pushing 30. So a little segment I like to call Irrational Fears. We're going to get into it as we go along here week to week.
Are we?
That was one of mine.
Okay.
I like it. A little Irrational Fear corner, if you will.
Well, you know, you heard mine. Mine's fear of
having repressed memories. So it's preposterous.
Again, we're going to give you the email address. Please send us your rational fears. We will read them on our next.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love to read some of those wild things. I don't want to hear anything about you being molested, though.
No.
Or raped.
No, irrational fears. Those are fears.
Oh, okay.
Those are real, legitimate fears.
Right.
Well, I think.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. If you got it happened to you, it's no longer a fear. It's reality, I guess.
Yeah. No, I don't want to hear anything real.
Right.
That freaks me
out.
No,
it's fears that you have that you don't really know why. And even if you do, it's kind of silly.
Sounds good.
So
I like that one.
So the email address again is...
It's High Brower,
okay.
HIGHBROUR, at yahoo.com. Yahoo.
Okay.
And send us those babies, and we'll read them, and we'll make fun of them, probably.
So, as I was saying, I'm terrified of camp, and you're into the whole... Did you ever go any time?
No, I used to go to camp at the Y.
Okay.
And it was a day camp, and it sucked. Because nothing fun happens in the day.
Right.
The day is for jocks. Nighttime is for lovers.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well put.
Thank you.
I think that's going to be our first shirt. Front. The front is daytime is for jocks.
Nighttime
with a little like silhouette of a dude like, you know, with a meathead.
I'm into it.
In the back.
Daytime.
Nighttime is for,
write that shit down. Daytime's for jocks. Nighttime's for lovers.
Lovers. I do like that.
Because, you know, like... When you see a baby dip.
Right.
And you're like, man, that's a smooth baby dip. And you get down on it and you're like, hey, baby. What's up, baby? Yeah. You don't laugh, though, because
no,
they're not into that.
You gotta play that smooth.
Yeah, you gotta play that smooth. You gotta get bassy.
Okay.
Bassy. And then you're at summer camp and your voice is still kind of like doing this.
Right.
You know, because you're puke.
Right.
You're a young puke.
Yep.
And, but I always wanted to go to summer camp, sleepaway camp, and get it on, like have wild, amorous adventures with the lady dips.
Okay. Never happened, though.
No, never happened. Even though I was afraid of water, I still am afraid of water, deep water. And, like, even sometimes somebody's pool, if I'm in there by myself, I think there's a shark in there.
Okay. What? Is that, are you just making that up?
No, that's for real.
Just... Happen to be a shark or...
Dude, who the fuck knows how there's gonna be a shark in there? How did Jaws get into fresh water of that... What was he in, Lake Michigan or something?
Right.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Gonna need a bigger boat. What were we talking about the other day? You said you were doing that thing and I was saying you're gonna need a bigger boat.
Oh, yeah, I was at a local... Actually, that's another wonderful thing in the area to support our, your local improv troops. Here in Rochester, we have a few. Jiva Comedy Improv is my favorite. And I was there the other day, and they did a skit on the a movie that didn't get a sequel that probably should have, and they chose Jaws 4.
Right.
Because, really, I don't think we learned all we needed to learn about those sharks. So they did a skit called Jaws 5.
I thought it was one shark. There was more than one Jaws? Is that what you're saying?
I think they were all different Jaws, because every time they exploded in some form.
Oh, yeah. They did. Well, I've never seen Jaws.
A little misleading.
But I know that they've exploded. I remember that much.
A little misleading. I think one might have been the son of another. I might be making that up.
The son of Jaws?
Maybe. The
Jaws is fucking?
I thought... Didn't they find like the birthmark on? Am I just making this up?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, I've never seen Jaws.
Oh,
I refuse to watch Jaws. I told you I have an irrational fear.
Okay.
Of sharks in a pool. Right. I can't watch Jaws.
Okay. You know what will get you over that? The Jaws theme ride in Florida.
No, it won't get me over it.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's geez.
Yeah. They're like, oh, look over there. And then, like, this fake Jaws comes up.
Oh, you got... That's where you went on your honeymoon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed that I waited in line to see it.
Sucked, huh?
Kind of like when you wait for your RSS feed to download and you listen to us and you're disappointed. It's kind of like how I am.
That's not going to happen.
It's kind of like how I am.
It's not going to happen.
The Jaws ride.
It's not going to happen.
I was like, this is terrible.
People are going to fucking pop this titties on.
Right.
That didn't make any sense, but whatever.
Okay.
They're going to pop this on and they're going to be like, these are two assholes. But I'm into it.
Okay.
And I will send them stuff so they can have more to talk about. And and it'll be cool.
Okay. So sharks.
And funny.
Yeah. So no summer camps for you, no summer camps for me.
Oh, my point was,
what was your point?
I couldn't get into a canoe, even if I had the chance to go out in the middle of a lake at night and get it on with a lady when I was 15. Right. I wouldn't be able to get in the canoe because I would be too scared.
Okay.
So I would have blown it big time with the ladies. I would have been like, hey, lady. Hey, lady. Want to go down to the pier? And she's like, oh, yeah, I want to go. Let's get in the canoe. And I'd be like, no, baby, no. See, that's how it would be if I went to summer camp.
Okay.
Sleepaway camp.
That's fair.
Or it would be like sleepaway camp when that dude, I mean when that chick had a dick.
What?
Yeah. Sleepaway camp. What, you ever seen the movie Sleepaway Camp?
Not even.
Oh man, Sleepaway Camp. Watch it.
Okay.
Terrible. This chick, right? I can't remember if it was a chick. It must have been a guy. A boy. They grew up as a girl. Her like grandmother made her grow up as a girl. Yeah, because she didn't have no tits.
Okay.
And she had long hair. She kind of looked like a girl, but it was a guy. And at the end, she was killing everybody through the whole movie because she went to a summer camp, sleepaway camp.
Was that Kristen Dunst?
No, this was before she was probably born, I think.
She's got no teats.
Kirsten Dunst?
I don't think. Does she?
I don't know.
She might be a dude.
She might be a dude. It might have been her.
Did you ever see her when she was all cracked out?
Yeah, when she did that movie where she was like drugged out all the time.
Around that time? Yeah,
but around that time?
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's gross. She sucks. I don't know why they put her in Spider-Man. I don't know why they made Spider-Man, because those were terrible.
Right. They grossed, like, I don't know,
$80 billion. Yeah, but that doesn't mean they were fucking good, dude.
No, but that's why they
made
them.
Titanic grossed the most money ever. That wasn't a good movie.
Right.
It was terrible.
It's all about demographics, though, I think. It's like my 30-year-old friends recently were complaining that the Smurfs movie looked terrible. And I had to explain to them calmly that they're not making a Smurfs movie for you to watch. You're supposed to be taking your kids to see the Smurfs movie and hating it like your parents took you to the movies and hated it.
I didn't know they were actually making that.
It's already made.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah.
Who plays Gargamel?
The doofus from one of the Simpsons voices, doofuses.
Hank Azaria?
Yes.
Lame. That's right. You heard it. Sound effect. Got another one for you.
Okay, hit me.
13 Black Todd, no winners.
Winners.
I don't know how we're going to work that one in, but
winners.
We're going to have to work that one in a few times.
13 Black Todd, no winners.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But what about this one?
Okay.
Oh, hot stuff. What's happening?
Why? I like the fact that you feel the need to give your own sound effect after you play another sound effect.
So I kind of got, I'm getting loose, man. I'm getting into it. See?
Okay.
Getting loose. Sound effects and all kinds of stuff.
What the heck was I talking about? So movies.
Fuck,
so
dude. You
you're supposed
what?
To be taking your kids to the movie.
Yeah.
And we're, what?
I don't think I was recording any of those sound effects.
Okay.
I can put them in later. That sucks.
Oh, that's tremendous.
That sucks bad.
So, as I was saying,
all right,
the Smurfs, you're supposed to be taking your kids when you're 30
mm-hmm.
to the Smurfs and hating it like your parents took you to the movies when you were younger.
Dude.
Yes.
I got a story about that. My stepdad used to take me and my brother to movies. And if he would go see one movie and we would go see another movie, whatever it was, doesn't matter. And if our movie didn't get out at the same time as his did, he would leave us at the fucking movie theater.
Okay.
We were like, my brother was probably 5 or 6, and I was like 9. And we were in Webster, and we lived in Irondequoit. And who the hell would leave a 6 and a 9-year-old in Webster when they were 9? Nobody. You don't know how far Webster is when you're 9 years old from Irondequoit. You think it's forever. And he would do it all the time.
Okay.
And he used to scare the shit out of us. And we'd get all worried and call him. Or we'd call the house a billion times. And we didn't have any money because we were 9 and 6. So we'd have to collect it. Or call collect, if you will.
Right.
And we would call the house and finally get a hold of him. And he'd be like, hello? Hello? And I'd be like, hey, you left us at the movie theater. Because I talked like that when I was 9, probably. Right.
Probably.
Because I don't talk like sexy now like this. I used to talk like this.
And he'd be like, where were you guys? And I'd be like, you left us at the movie theater.
I mean, you left us at the movie theater.
And he'd be like, well, you were outside.
But like, the movie was still playing.
I don't care. Fine, I'll come get you.
And that's the end of that story. But why would you do that?
Okay, so
that's the question.
I need to extrapolate on this. Not extrapolate, but that's the wrong word completely. I need to examine this a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Did he think that you, like...
We're, like, fucking around on him, like, you know, like, hiding from him or something.
Well, did he think you thumbed it home, or...
I don't...
Was he trying to teach
you... He doesn't use the bean.
Was he trying to teach you a lesson for having the gall to keep watching your movie and not time it right?
I don't know, man.
After this happened once, did he think maybe you better watch the same movie to get out at the same time? Like,
dude, we tried that. We went and saw... I remember this one specifically... We went. I don't remember what the movie me and my brother saw, but my stepdad went and saw Screamers,
okay,
which is incidentally one of my favorite movies now, even though it's cheesy, but it's awesome. Watch it, Screamers. First one, not the second one. And our movie got done, and we couldn't find him outside in the lobby or in the parking lot or anything, so we thought he was probably still in the movie. We go in to see Screamers, and we're sitting there. And we're just sitting there watching this movie. And I'm like, yeah, I like this movie.
Right.
And before you know it, we're in there for fucking 45 minutes. We're like, wait a second. The movie started roughly at the same time. How could ours be done and this one's just in the middle? Doesn't make any sense. So that was the first time I saw Screamers. And it was awesome when it came out, theater. And lo and behold, he thought we were fucking around again or hiding from him or something. And he left us at the fucking movie theater. So, what an asshole.
Do you hold any grudges against him for this, or are you just over it now?
He's a ginger boss.
Okay. Right, he's a what now?
He's a ginger boss.
What does that mean?
It's a fucking...
Is that some sort of ethnic slur?
No.
No.
No. He's a doofus.
Right.
He's a ginger boss.
Right.
Oh, speaking of ethnic slurs, not really an ethnic slur, but people who are offended by me saying gay... are gay. So shove it up your wazookie. I don't want to hear it. Or I do want to hear it. This don't hurt me, personally.
Right.
I don't want
it. It's no true disrespect. We're just talking.
Yeah, no, just saying things. It's not insulting. You know? Get over it. Okay? I just wanted to put that out there.
It's fair. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I like that.
They're still gay.
You're warm. You have a warm heart buried down there somewhere.
Dude, I'm fucking totally warm. I'm on fire.
All right, so I think we've learned a lot today about camp, rational fears, and stepdads.
Other stuff I don't even remember talking about.
I don't either. That was as far back as my head went.
Oh, one other quick story about movie theaters and my stepfather. We would go see any movie, didn't matter what it was. Okay, one specifically, me and my brother, when Encino Man first came out. Awesome movie, by the way.
Never saw it. I avoid it on TV.
Dude. Well, yeah, you can't watch it on TV.
Okay.
It's a period piece.
All right.
About cavemen.
Okay.
Speaking of cavemen, we got done seeing the movie, and we're like, that movie's pretty stupid. And then my stepfather was like, ooh, you want to be a caveman? And he would always ask us stuff about wanting to be whatever the feature character was in the movie. So, like, if we saw a movie about submarines, he'd be like, ooh, want to be a submarine?
Okay, hold on. Let me throw some curveballs at you. All
right.
So, say you went and saw Beetlejuice.
Right.
Well, what would he say? You'd be him.
Want to be Beetle, guys?
What? All right, what if you went and saw Munich?
Munich? Oh.
No.
Want to be a Nazi?
Okay, that's all I got. I don't know any more movies.
It just
what Tremors? Would he Tremors? Be Kevin Bacon or would he be the
No, you want to be a Tremor.
You want to be a Tremor?
Hey, you guys want to be a Tremor?
Okay.
It's like, what? What the fuck does that even mean? I don't know. Or we saw Hellraiser one time and he asked us if we wanted to be Hellraisers. And I was like, you know it, dog. I love raising hell.
You do love raising. You raise hell like I raise the roof.
Right. Yeah.
Raise the roof.
Wait, you don't raise the fucking
roof.
No,
I don't.
You're the least roof raising guy I ever met.
Right. I tried to slip that in, though.
Yeah, it sucked.
Okay,
it sucked.
Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Let me show you.
Sorry, bro. Dang it. Sorry, Brower Patch.
Yeah.
You know, oh, like that? Yeah. See, the Brower Patch.
That's what they're called. Our fans.
Fans of the Brower Patch. I like it. Forgot about that one. Even though we probably don't have any fans.
No.
As of this moment.
Not
because
yet.
It hasn't even been aired yet.
Right. We're not even sure if this is recording.
No, this is recording.
Okay.
This is definitely recording. You can see it right here.
Right.
See? This, on the other hand, you know what? I think it recorded.
Okay. Well, I guess we can always just
yeah, we'll later. Find out when it's done. But that's it right now. And I think we had some laughs.
I think so.
Some fucking major pitfalls.
Yes.
Some dead air. But you know what? I was thinking about that during the break.
Okay.
The sweet break we had.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Remember when we had that break?
I remember.
That was pretty cool. I was thinking about how we don't need to talk all the time, so watch. Yeah, right?
Okay.
A little bit of space.
Sometimes you got to give the listener time to reflect on
breathe.
What you're saying.
We got
to
breathe.
Because this is the high brow, after all. We are giving you a chance to really reflect and think about what we're saying at the same time staying interactive with us. So
pretty soon, I think, I don't know, I haven't discussed this with DT yet.
Okay.
But I will right now. Pretty soon, I would like to do a instant messenger during the show.
I like that.
So people can message us and we can interact with the cats.
We do want to go interactive sooner than later.
It's way, way sooner than later.
And I just to recap today's show, if you want.
Oh, I don't even remember what we did.
I'll give it
a shot.
You
can recap it. I just kind of wing the stuff, you know.
I just wanted to put this out here to the Brower Patch, if you will. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Nah, I like it. It's cool.
We've got such topics as your Amazon recommendation list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that one.
You could send us any of your thoughts or emails about that. We've got...
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I want to hear about that.
Any local bands.
Yeah, local bands.
And you want to get some exposure, some good exposure. Give us a jingle on the jangle.
Jingle on the flipping jangle.
Internet style.
Oh, so, hey, Tom, I say flip now.
You mean DT, right?
Shit. I think we're just going to have to...
The cat's out of the bag.
Going to have to do it.
My name is Tom.
Doubting Tom.
Yes.
Because he doubts that we're going to be awesome.
And right next to me is the baby gorilla.
On BGMO. BGMO.
Yes.
Figure it out.
So give us a jingle on the jangle, internet style, which is email. And
internet style, email.
Local bands. Any local wrestlers want to rep their Cayuga feds in the middle
of
nowhere.
That would be funny. I'm down with bringing the local wrestlers in.
We'll talk to you guys. I know you're still out there.
Is the Rochester wrestling scene still anything to talk about?
It's not really, but there's still some stuff going on surrounding areas. I think Syracuse, Buffalo. Well, there's still some stuff going
nobody's
on.
Nobody's going to come to the Highbrower from Syracuse.
But they can instant message us.
Oh, yeah, right.
Shoot us a couple emails.
That's
or
true.
Whatnot.
They can shoot us an email.
So, local bands, local wrestlers, local improvers. We'll support all the local stuff if we think it's cool or funny.
And we'll do, never mind. I was going to say we'll do something. We'll take on sponsors.
We definitely will for our upcoming kickball league, which we don't have one yet, but... Anyone else sponsor us?
Well, I don't know if I want to put myself in the public spotlight like that, Tom.
But we'd send lookalikes.
Okay. Let's do that.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I just want the money from the sponsors.
Right.
I don't want to represent their product.
Right. I will do it for food. I will rep any food source.
That's cool.
If I could eat it.
Like raw chicken?
Well, cook well. Is there a raw chicken company?
That would be awesome if we could get like a restaurant to give us food once a week while we were doing the show, and we could talk about how awesome their food was.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That would be worth it.
Well, that's what I was getting at.
Free food on a Saturday?
Free food on a Saturday. And so anything, Irrational Fear Corner, send us your irrational fears.
Well, that's a good one. I like that one.
Any sort of stepdad stories?
Yeah, those are
just
no molestation.
No,
or no raping or butt fingering.
No,
I don't want any of that. I don't want to hear that. It's depressing.
It's very depressing. And although this will be therapy, we're not your therapists.
Right. Yes, it will be therapy.
So,
for us.
For us.
Maybe you, but we don't want any legal responsibility.
Right.
Let's say it again. We're not responsible if you do something to yourself based on anything we say.
Right.
There's your disclaimer.
That's right.
Take it to the flipping bank.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, I like English people.
Okay.
Or I like the English culture, rather.
I can't stand
it. Like, I drink tea, okay. You know, without the tea bag, English style, because right. Americans, they keep tea bag in, bunch of dummies.
Right.
And then I say flip instead of fuck.
Okay.
But I say fuck, too. So I say flip, because I'm the best of both worlds. I'm on both sides of the pond, even though I've never been to England.
Right.
Or the UK, any part. Or out of the US, except for Canada.
But
that's kind of like the UK.
Kind of, what?
Well, they got French people.
I know, but the French are the worst. I mean, I know everyone. Piles on the French bandwagon like we hate them. But you are the worst. You're probably the worst group of people, especially the French Canadians, because they think they're the best of both worlds, but they're the worst of.
Can
both
I say
worlds.
It? Can I say it? They're real dick sniffers?
You can say it.
They sniff dicks.
Okay.
Dicks.
Yes.
Cocks, as in
sniffing them all.
As in wangs, wieners. You know what I'm talking about,
right?
L7s. That's a hot dog, but you know.
L7?
Yeah, man.
What does that even mean?
It's an L7 weenie, man. It means you're a loser.
Okay. I think we have a lot to learn from each other.
Yeah, well, we're both cool.
All right.
This is cool. And it was fun.
And Craigslist stories, of course.
Yeah, Craigslist stories.
Any sort of weird, creepy Craigslist stories?
Creepy.
You're doing creepy things, we don't want to hear it.
I kind of want to hear it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, nothing where you... hurting anybody.
Right.
Or raping anybody.
No.
I can't say that enough times because I don't want to hear that.
So.
But anything creepy is funny.
Right.
Like stalking is funny. Unless you're hurting somebody. Don't hurt
it's
anybody.
It's a gray area. Stalking
right.
is
not a real stalk.
Right.
Like a half-assed teenage stalk. How about that?
Okay.
Internet stalking is funny. That's because it's creepy. It's weird.
Okay.
But everybody does it.
Right.
Everybody.
I think they know what we're talking about.
Everybody knows about internet stalking.
Right, I think.
Like after this show, people are going to stalk us on Facebook.
Are we running late here? Are we...
Nah, after we... Nah, we still got some time.
I just wanted
to,
really quick, I always maintain that I don't really do a lot of internet stalking because the whole point of my social media sites are for people to pay attention to me because mm-hmm. I'm self-centered, mm-hmm. and I don't care about them. Mm-hmm. So basically what I do is for them.
Mm-hmm.
To support me and what
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm coming
but
from.
But you're not a hot chick.
No.
So
nobody's going to be stalking
you. Going
anyway.
To be stalking you, dude.
So, okay.
If you're a hot chick with a sweet buns and was sexy,
right.
people will be stalking
you. Well, sometimes I don't really have a lot of sexy babies on my Facebook.
Me neither.
And so I always wonder, like, but I always see people who have them.
Mm hmm.
And I'm like, man, they got like tons of sexy babies.
Right.
But I don't.
No, you got some tasty ladies on
your
Facebook.
I got like respectful.
I've stalked some ladies on your Facebook a little
bit.
Yeah, just a taste.
They're nice girls.
Just a touch.
They're nice girls.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong.
And
I didn't hurt them.
No, I'm saying.
I was just checking out their pics.
Okay.
You know,
but,
you know.
I think they're nice, respectful girls doing what they do.
That's fine.
They're not like.
You know who I think is good looking?
Who's that?
Is that girl that you know who's a photographer.
Okay.
She's good looking.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
I just thought that was a little stalk I did.
Okay. That's fair.
Just peeping her pictures is all. That's it. There's nothing weird about it.
No. Is there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Although if there was, then she could have just made her pictures private, see?
Right.
Then I wouldn't have been able to.
Well, I first met her at my friend's wedding, and she was paired up with one of my best friends,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they looked really cute together.
Mm-hmm.
We all had different matching colors,
mm-hmm.
and they were both wearing yellow. And I'm like, all right.
That's terrible. So, he's wearing like a yellow tux or something?
Yeah, he fought it for months. He almost didn't show up.
That's fine.
But he was the best man. And he totally botched the best man speech.
Somebody asked me to be a best man the other day. First time.
What'd you say?
Well, he was kind of half... I don't know if he was totally serious. He seemed like he was serious.
Okay.
I told him I would.
Right.
And see, the reason I said I would is because he said no speech... Right?
Okay.
Awesome, right?
Right.
No fucking speech. And what was the other thing he said? I can't remember. But the only thing I had to do was get my own tux.
Okay. That's fair.
But no speech was the primary one.
Right.
And I was just like, I'm into that shit.
Right.
And so I thought, you know, so I might be in a wedding.
That's cool. That's big. So they were wearing yellow, and I thought they looked really cute together. But she eventually got married to some other dude.
Oh, she's married?
She just got married, I think.
So, lame.
Yeah, totally lame.
Lame.
And then all these girls from high school are having babies, and you're like, man, they're pumping out kids.
I know some girls with some kids.
Kind of freaks me out.
You know what I was wondering the other day? I was looking at somebody's Facebook, and did you have a lot of hot girls in Greece in high school?
No.
Really?
They're really, no.
Remembering properly?
No, I go, well, not in my grade. I look back. I think when I was a senior, say, the junior class had some babes, but the senior class of mine really didn't. And looking back at the yearbook, even the magic of senior pictures, they don't.
See, okay, mine's the same way. But you go and look at Webster's yearbooks.
Okay.
Why the fuck are all those girls so good looking? What is that about?
I don't know.
It's not just me.
Okay.
Because I know some people from Webster, a few people from Webster, and they have tons of hot girlfriends.
Okay.
Girls that they know that went to Webster High School.
Not big on Webster, but except the show.
I hate Webster.
I almost bought the season one DVD. Oh, that little guy was awesome.
Oh, Tom.
He was cool. Because I'll tell you why real quick. I know we're trying to wrap this up.
No, we're not.
But Webster...
We got to edit some shit out.
Right.
Like me saying we have to edit some shit out.
Right.
Nah, so I'm keeping that.
You got to keep that.
So I will.
Webster, see, that's what's funny, because we edit stuff out and it's still this bad. Mm-hmm. So that's why you know it's
not
funny.
Bad.
So Webster was this little tyke. He was going out. He was living with Ma'am, he called her, and was it George?
Webster was Emmanuel Lewis, right?
Yeah. He was living with Ma'am, and was named George Papadopoulos, I believe.
Sounds about right.
Who was supposedly a former football player and everything else. He was gruff. He still had a heart of gold.
Oh, he's a former football player in the show?
I think in real life, too.
Oh,
strangely enough.
I only watched a couple times.
So they were living in, like, some apartment or something at first, the first season, and Webster, like, burnt it down, which was, like, the best thing in the world, because then they got this sweet-ass house.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about it was that he would either ride up and down the dumbwaiter, like, as a secret entrance.
That's cool. I always wanted to do that.
I think, like, there was burglars, like, every other episode.
Nice.
Or something. Or like he had an uncle who was on drugs or something.
Right.
And so he's always trying to hide from like him tweaking and stuff or whatever.
Well, would he beat him or something?
I don't remember. It's kind of, that's why I wanted to buy the
first
season.
I thought the show was a comedy.
It was, but they had a lot of, you know, like hard hitting episodes like the goiter.
Dramedy.
The home improvement goiter episode.
Who had the goiter?
Randy.
No.
Had to find him in the arcade.
No.
He's crying.
Oh, yeah. But it turned out to be nothing. Then he went on. Well, he went to, like, the Amazon or something.
Something like that. They wrote him off the show.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, he was such a... After The Lion King, he was set.
Is that why he left?
I know. He was pretentious. He thought he was going to college.
Jill
Yes.
was only hot during the middle seasons.
You think so? She got to be a babe, I thought, near the end.
Was it the end?
It's the sitcom.
When she went back to college... I thought it was when she was the best looking.
Right. Well, because it's the sitcom mom thing. It's like they start off as these haggard people in real life because that's how they get casted.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, we're making $84 million an episode. I'm going to fucking get my boobs lifted.
Right.
I'm going to get my face lifted. I'm going to wear these sexy clothes, kind of like Raymond's wife.
Right.
On Everyone Loves Raymond.
Right, yeah.
She was like, she was like 50 when the show ended, but she was like a total babe.
I got you.
So, anyway, so he used to hide in this dumbwaiter, go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a secret entrance, I believe, from the grandfather clock in the living room all the way up to his room.
I don't remember any of
it. So he had these secret entrances. And you're like, man, I wish I was a short African-American castaway.
I don't think they like to be called African-Americans anymore.
Who said that?
I think they said that.
What did they want to be called?
I think they like black.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Because really, who wants to go to Africa? It's bad there.
Still?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Well, not that anybody doesn't want to be from there. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. I think we just hit some something here.
Hit a wall.
I think we hit a wall. But no, that's. I always wanted to be Webster.
Right.
I mean, because of the secret entrance, really.
I'm into secret entrances. If I ever had a bunch of money, I would definitely buy a house. And whilst they were building the house, I would have the architect put in secret entrances.
Right.
And then I would kill him. So I was the only one who knew they were there.
That is gold.
And I might bury him in one of the secret passageways.
Right. That would be cool. Like, be like, build this secret like vault down and under this secret passage. He'd be like, oh, why am I building this vault? You hit him with a shovel.
That's your tomb, motherfucker.
Right. Badass
style. See you later.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, what do you think? Wrap it up?
I think we're wrapping things up. All right. I think we touched on a lot of things today. Soon to be more.
Soon to be a lot more. Don't forget, without you, we got shit.
Right.
Right? There's right. The tagline.
Okay. I thought it was daytimes are for jocks and nighttimes for lovers.
No, that's just a thing.
That's just a way
of
life?
That's a way of life.
Okay.
But don't forget, without you, we got shit. See, it okay. Rhymes.
That, which word rhymes?
And shit. If you say forget like that, then it rhymes.
Okay.
Listen to the way I say it.
All right. Hold on. No. Let me try it. Without you, don't forget. Without you, we got shit. How about that? Like that?
No.
Like a southern
You're
thing?
You're not supposed to change the word shit. You're supposed to change the word forget.
Okay.
Forget.
Try it.
Don't forget. Forget.
Isn't that how everyone says it?
They say forget.
At. Forget.
Don't forget.
Forget.
But I say don't forget. Forget. Without you, we got shit.
Shit. Okay.
Do it one time for me.
Don't forget. Without you, we got shit.
No. Listen.
Well, I'll work on it.
13 black odd, no winner.
I like that as our catchphrase. 13 black, no winner. All right.
Sounds good.
Something. I think we're onto something groundbreaking.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the highbrower.
I think so.
We'll catch you on the Flipskins. See ya.
Mates.